Last time, on Dragons Not Included.
Before you stands a humble blacksmith house.
Scrutiny rushes forward, doesn't even turn to confirm anything with his companions.
Lying on the floor, pinned under this support beam, an elven man. As he sees your face, he turns over. Thank Avatar. At least in my death, he grants me one last vision of my dear boy.
Dare say that.
And he sort of rolls over and relax.
Let's go have a look and see if we can find your mother.
You can see tracks and are leading away south.
This way, everyone. I believe your mother may not be alone.
So all of you can hear in the distance the sound of shrill voices.
Put on the best show you can. Show us what Celebrus has to offer.
You identify these as Quasic demons.
You pathetic maggots! Go, kill him!
Make it will save me, please, Istra.
So that's a 10.
So you become frightened.
Istra runs. You see the look of pure terror.
The closets crumble across the floor, and Istra slowly running in from the background will end the session there. Greetings and welcome to the Dragons Not Included podcast, a tabletop role-playing game podcast where we're playing Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. My name's Stephen, and I'm the game master for our adventure.
My name's Joe, and I'll play Scrutiny for Tiefling Illusionist Rogue.
Hi, my name is David, and I play Elden Aegis, the human paladin of Iomedae.
Hello, my name is Rowan, and I play Istra, the human cavalier.
Hi. My name is Dan, and I play Han, the Relic Hunter Inquisitor of Drangvi.
So, you've defeated the Quasits that were flying around tormenting the poor captured civilians. And Scrutiny's mother collapsed to the floor, but Han has managed to heal her back. It's a heartwarming reunion.
Mum, are you alright?
She sort of dusts herself up and gets to her knees. I'm okay. I thought I was going to die then. I was prepared, but it seems like I've been saved today.
It's okay. Dad's all right too. We found him. Let's take you back to him. Sorry, I'm not. I should be a bit more discreet.
Ladies, gentlemen, is everyone all right?
They turned me into a newt.
You don't look like a newt.
I got better.
Oh, that sounds logic.
Quasits can do that kind of magic. ladies, gents, we're going to be collecting some more survivors and heading back to a secure location. We've managed to fortify the Defender's Heart. We're grouping up there for safety.
There's somewhere safe in Celebrus?
Yes. Yes, an old inn.
Thank you. Kind crusaders. Be safe. The gods have saved us. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Scrutiny, we'll need to take a detour via your father, but it would probably be best to head back to the Defender's Heart as soon as possible.
I agree.
Could rest up if we need to. I mean, I'm pretty fine. I've just flicked splattered bits of a demon off of my hammer. I think we're right.
That's wonderful. However, these people need help. My parents need help.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, take them back there to get help. What did you think I meant?
I thought you meant that you were fine, therefore we don't need to worry.
Oh no, don't worry about me. Worry about these guys.
Anyway.
If everyone could gather whatever they need, it's going to be a little bit of a walk. Very little of the town is still intact.
Are you sure there's somewhere safe we can go? These things, they attacked us. They forced us to perform. We're so tired, we can't march further.
It's not much further. It's just, and it will be safe. They've got lots of weapons.
There's a small house that we've secured. Maybe if we go over there and rest for a couple of hours, and then we move on to the Defender's Heart. After all, these people are clearly exhausted. We'll get you to a secondary safe location, and then we'll move on to the Defender's Heart. Hans, I assume you were chronicling the way?
Yes, actually, I was. Let me just get out my notebook. Hang on one second. This is notebook number 5. Okay. We took a left. We took a right. We walked down a street called Miller's Row. We then had to backtrack due to the fact that it collapsed. We then went across to...
He'll figure it out. We'll be on our way back to that safe location, and then we'll move.
Okay.
Everyone ready? Does anyone need anything? Need help carrying anything?
There's nothing to carry. We just need to get out of here. We'll follow you. Just take us to the safe house. I just pray it's not too far from here. I feel like it could collapse any moment.
All right. Let's get moving. We shouldn't be moving too quickly. Everyone keep your eyes out for danger.
The tiefling woman who you identified as Scrutiny's mother steps up. All right, we'll move forward. Lead the way, Iomedan.
Oh, well, I think Hans knows the way a little better, but let's go.
Onwards.
Surprise. Very well. She sort of gives the rest of the group a wide berth and stays back with Scrutiny.
When did you leave Dad? Because he's been a bit out of it, and he wasn't certain whether it was a day or whether it was.
Yes, it was. I remember it was a night ago I left. He was getting much worse. I had to find someone. I couldn't stay there with him.
No, it's quite understandable.
I heard the sound of people, and I came here, and I found these creatures. Well, they found me. I mean, they attacked me with the rest. Got us to perform there for hours for their amusement.
Yes. They are cruel in their ways.
Indeed they are. But such cruelties I can put up with for now. As long as your father's safe and you're safe, Scrutiny. And she sort of just puts her hands on your face. I'm glad you survived, Scrutiny. I was worried. But I knew you're a capable young man. You had your head about you, but you... If the worst were to happen, you would find a way to make your way out. I had faith.
Thanks, man. This has been a challenging time for everyone, and I'm looking forward to when this can be a memory fondly forgotten.
Indeed. Well, hopefully the safe place you talk of will be adequate.
Yes.
They'll need to treat Elwyn's wounds and make sure they're not infected.
We've already utilized some curative magics to deal with that, but yes, it's if we could get someone more practiced in the medicinal sciences to have a look, that should help, yes.
Very good. She pats you on the back affectionately and follows the rest of the group as you head back to the house you made that was safe to store. Scrutiny's father.
As we get in, checking the door, making sure everything is still secure, I'm just going to turn to the group and say,
right, everyone, take a couple of hours. I think we have a store of rations. We'll rest and then we'll make forward to the Defender's Heart.
Yes, very good. Thank you, kind sir. And the sort of survivors huddle around a bit. They're just so happy to sit down. And just rest. It's like one the woman who was crying her eyes out during the last battle, she just falls asleep. And Scrutiny's mother walks over to the sick elven priest and just holds him tightly. Oh, Elwyn, I've returned. I'm so glad to see you survived. Our boy Scrutiny, he found me. Oh, we've been so fortunate where others have lost so much. I know, dear. Avadar has looked over us, and he has guided us, as I knew he would. Scrutiny, my boy, come join us. Bring your friends.
Yes. Yes, certainly. I'm sorry, we didn't quite have time for introductions before. This here is Hans.
Oh, hello. My name is Hans.
Yes. Greeting, Hans. Good to meet another faithful like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I'm sure you can have some interesting conversations when you're feeling more up to it. Istra?
Hey, your son's got a funny name.
The tiefling woman is just eyes sort of curl a bit as she looks at you.
Yes.
And the husband sort of puts a hand on her shoulder. It's like, it was a name we wish to install with great knowledge to scrutiny. And he's shown that he survived this, that he has embodied that.
So it means, like, strong?
No, it means to... we can have a lovely talk about this later.
No amount of education will help, I'm afraid. And this here is Eldon.
Hello!
Ah.
Eldon Aegis.
Like a fine young man with a brave head on your shoulders.
Oh, thank you. I do try to be brave, especially given the circumstances.
He fights valiantly.
Well, fighting valiantly is in my blood. Whole family's been crusading.
Mm-hmm. You could see the mother, her eyes just roll a bit when you say that, but she just tongue held back. Ah, yes, my name is Eowyn Mulry. I am a humble servant of Abadar. I've been running this blacksmith shop with my wife, Persistence, for many years now.
It's a lovely place.
It is indeed, but it's all down to her hard work. If you hadn't found me, I would have been just doing odd repairs. This business is as much as my work as it is yours, dear. It's very good, but without your fine craftsmanship and weapon making, we never dreamed to reach that height. Thank you for looking after scrutiny. You seem like capable allies. You could use some strong friends such as yourself.
We do our best.
We haven't too much time to dawdle, I'm afraid. We do need to make it to the Defender's Heart before too much has time to catch up with us.
You've got like an hour to chat.
Yes, take some time, rest. There's no need to be rushing.
I thought my wife and son were dead. I'm overjoyed. If I were fitter, I could probably sing.
Well...
Maybe speaking of singing, I do know some hit. You know what? Probably best not to start.
Scrutiny used to sing some lovely hymns of Abadar when he was younger.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Oh, did he? Did he?
That was a long time ago. A long time ago.
Oh, why not regale us, Scrutiny?
He'd save up every coin in Abadar's name. He was such a lovely young boy.
Hmm.
I mean, he's quite nice now. A bit boring, but nice.
Oh, come on.
She's saying it with complete earnest.
Wow, right to the parents' face.
It's just like quiet, a little awkward quiet. I mean,
she's from out of town. Don't worry.
Persistence is just sort of really, like, a bit unhappy, and Owen, like, sees her distress. It's like, well, compared to life outside the city walls on the plains, I'm assuming you're from further afield up north. There's many excitement and dangerous monsters there. But...
how can you tell? Istra look wearing, you can see like the hide still poking out of her back, like the furs that are really thick. And just like...
yeah, she's awkwardly got them like tucked underneath her scale mail.
Yeah.
Are they very warm? Like, it's quite warm.
I mean, a little bit. If only there was something I could do about it.
Yes. If there was only an option.
Better take off my armor.
Don't know why that was weird anyway. I gave him a compliment. I said he was nice.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
So, yes. Well, we'll be taking you to the Defender's Heart, where we do hope that, we know that they are well-armed and ready to defend themselves. Quite fitting, the name. And from there, Unfortunately, I will have future business looking into.
We've only just reclaimed your scrutiny. We thought you would have lost the abyss.
I know. Unfortunately, this is something bigger than any of us, really. We need all hands on deck, that sort of thing.
Assistant puts her hand on Elowin's shoulder. He's a fine young man, Elowin. We can't keep doddering on him like he's a young boy. If he could survive this long, especially with allies, then he's capable enough. And though events have never been too kind to us, there is a purpose in all of this. Scrutiny. We'd be better there suited to have his namesake amongst those protecting Kennebras.
And on the plus side, not on the plus side, but then he goes into sort of just whisper between the two of them. I'm not sure I can leave them to their own devices.
You know what, in this room, like, we're only about 5 foot away from you.
Hence, whisper it, never mind. Yes.
What are we whispering about?
I don't know. This is why I was confused. Why have we started whispering?
I don't know.
So, Hans, are you a servant of Abadar like myself?
Oh, no. Sadly, I am a representative of Drangvit. She is a dwarven deity of debt collecting, dowries and coins.
Quite a rare to find someone in her priesthood so far away from the Sky Citadel.
Yes, I came from out into the wide world searching for ancient relics and artifacts and histories to record and return to vaults where they naturally belong for future historical purposes.
Oh, it's a shame that the city got destroyed. There were some lovely pieces in across, especially in the Tower of Estrad.
Yes, I am very much aware. However, it does mean I have now been tasked to recollect and reap, well, collect and place into the safety and protection of the divine powers any artifacts that remain.
I'm sorry, did you say in the Tower of Estrad?
Yes, I've been there a couple of times before. The archivists recording the history of the Crusades, and they'd collect any artifacts.
Ah. Perhaps we could talk more about the tower in a little bit. That may be our next destination.
I only visited there a handful of times. I can't really give you too much more than I've been there to drop off materials once or twice in my clerical pursuits.
Oh, well. Maybe we should discuss that when we're somewhere a little safer. Anyway, how's everyone else doing? And Elton will excuse himself. Because he's not quite sure how to bring up the fact that the cult have taken the tower.
They're just rested. You know, they're just taking time. Like, they are talking about themselves. You know, they've been through a traumatic experience with each other. They have stuff in common to talk about.
No.
But they're thankful for any arms you can give them. Just your presence there, being the glorious shining beacon of Iomade, is really helping.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, it's just going to try and calm folks and keep.
I think you'll find it a bit, yeah.
No, there is still hell in Pathfinder.
Yeah, it's not really the one relevant.
Well, either way, yeah. Just going to try and keep folks calm and motivated.
Rests up. Small talk is exchanged. Elwyn is very proud of scrutiny and will gush over him. Persistence is sort of holding him back a little bit. She seems a little bit more guarded than the elven cleric. But the time comes to make your move back to Defender's Hard. Luckily, because you've been through a lot, it's relatively safe in this area, so the journey is not too perilous. You have to sort of duck and hide sometimes, keep a lookout, but there's nothing really to encounter here. And you make your way back to the large inn, surrounded by makeshift wooden barricades.
The soldiers recognize you.
Hello!
You do know the password from earlier is Silverstrong. On hearing that, they allow you entrance. You can't be too careful, shapeshifters and whatnot.
Yeah.
As they hurry you and your civilian protectorates in and get you to relatively safe inside its walls.
Nice to be safe and sound again.
For the time being, yes. And
sitting at the table you were talking with last night is Nevia, and she's sitting there looking over maps and talking to some of the soldiers of the Eagle Knights, and she sees you enter and she waves you over.
I suppose we approach.
All right.
Ah, the one of only two Miss Terramades. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, despite everything. I've just been so much better now. I know Urabeth is safe. It feels like we're one step closer to reclaiming our lives.
I understand the feeling.
How was your journey into the safe houses?
First one was a dud.
All that was there was a trap for any Iarmidaeans that came along and a chest with nothing in it.
No. Well, at least we know that's one thing we don't have to worry about. If there's no cultists there, the other two still exist out there.
Oh, also a statue. A very unholy one.
How pleasant.
Yes.
No, not really.
It swings a weapon every time you say Baphomet.
You say that and a lot of people just turn and look at you.
We tried breaking it.
Meanwhile, the toy that is now actually in one of the bags just...
Guys, we can't say Baphomet.
Why is everyone saying Baphomet?
We have
that continues to move uncomfortably. I don't think we can get rid of this. I think this is another item we just have to keep forever.
You know what? Let me.
I can't wait until you guys do it, and I just roll, and it cuts itself out, and all your bag contents spill everywhere.
Worse if it's a bag of holding.
Oh, that's me.
You know what's going to be the funny part? We're going to slay the Scari with the thing.
Hurl it at his head.
No. We just line it up, put an axe in its hand.
Baphomet.
No mortal hands can slay Discari, but those hands aren't mortal.
God. I see you brought back some survivors with you.
Yes, there was some I can't remember, little annoying things they were forcing them to put on a play and
what's it? Something like that.
Quasars or something, I don't know. We were holding them hostage and forcing them to spar for their amusement. Managed to find them.
Well, will you be staying or will you be going out to the front again?
I think we may be taking our rest tonight, but we still have two more safe houses to clear.
Yeah, what time of day is it?
It's probably sort of late afternoon right now.
We could probably go to Estorod.
Let's say 3-4-ish.
We could either go to Estorod now, and hopefully it's not too bad, or we can stay the night and hit both of them at the same time tomorrow.
What anyone do you got think? A preference? It is only, like, just past midday.
What, taking a rest afternoon. Now, going...
Yeah, it's afternoon. I wouldn't say it's late afternoon.
The idea is, if we are out there, does everyone here have some sort of camping equipment that we could take over a small house and feel confident in that?
I never leave without camping equipment.
But also, we're real, like, if we go... I shouldn't do this in meta because Istra is not this smart. If we went to Estrod, it's very close.
It is very close.
It
is.
We could always come back.
Yeah.
I would say the only awkward thing about the Estrod situation is we have to go...
This is just meta so that we can work out what the plan is, sorry.
Estrod is the closest. Worst case scenario, we would just have to like hang out in the city in an abandoned house. Because after that, we have the Nasirian Manor, and then weren't we also traveling further north to go try and fell Eldon's parents as well at one point?
That was
that they're there. We've discussed this. They're in the center of them.
They're in New Canaveras, which is currently cult territory.
I have a feeling it may open up later, but not currently.
Once we've hit the safe houses, we'll probably need to rest anyway. Just find somewhere safe and hole up, very least. So
the Tower of Estrod is probably the best idea, but the problem is there as well. It sounds like it's a big... If the cult has taken over this Tower of Estrod, which is the center of archiving and, like, artifacts, that could be that's going to be a hell of a couple, like, a session or two, I think. Just because we may just incur a lot of cult knockback.
Well, that's fine. But it's more whether or not... the main question is, do we stay here the night? It's 3 o'clock. Do we stay here the night, or do we go to Estrod now and then either camp out or come back?
I would say go to Estrod now.
Let's go to Estrod.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the best bet we got.
But before we go, Ista, literally the buffet is over there. Eat food.
Say buffet and the word eat and those get through as she was daydreaming and it's a box of rations.
It's actually me calling back from like episode 17 where she went, oh, I skipped breakfast. It's like, there was a buffet. There was literally a buffet of breakfast.
It was a continental breakfast.
They had everything. Why didn't you eat then?
They had croissants.
That continent was Siberia.
Oh, that's pretty normal for a straw then, essentially.
Just like home.
Mammoth Lord Strong.
Lamb makes strong.
Anyway, we should probably Istra go eat and then we'll set off the tower and we'll see.
Istra just shoves some meat in her pocket and's like, "All right, ready."
It's not even meat from like the food table. It's just like she walked past them at their own table and just grabbed their leg of lamb and carried on walking. A random guy is like, "Hey,
hey,
that's my
lunch. Put gravy on that."
It's just gravy dripping in her pocket.
Oh. Just soaking out the corners and running down our legs.
Oh, God. Right. We shall head to the tower and then probably best to get back to the Defender's Heart for tonight. The safest location we have. Plus, they may need our hands.
How would they only need our hands?
Just your hands. Right.
I mean, like the rest of us as well. It's an expression! Oh. Everyone ready? Everyone supplied? Braced?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's go. Okay.
No.
You head off.
No.
Not ready, I guess.
Your belly is full, back on your journey through the ruins of Canaveras. You've become accustomed to it now. But, you know, even though it's difficult terrain, you've used to crawling over broken walls and masonry scattered across the streets. Luckily, there's this large gouge in between you and the Tower of Estrod, so you don't have to find a gatehouse. And as you get closer, you're looking for it. It's quite hard to find, because you're looking for the Tower of Estrod, not the surviving
rubble pile of Estrod.
The 60-foot diameter grey stone tower is missing the bulk of its upper floors. Some terrific force smashed its upper sections away, creating a huge mound of rubble north of the building, and leaving a tower now a mere stump with a jagged top.
Well, Hans, that's where your artifacts may be.
Yes. That's going to be very interesting.
Everyone remember the password? Let's try that first this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a main entrance, or where is it?
There seems to be a large set of double doors. That would be the tower's entrance.
In that case, are we sneaking up, or just actually trying to just knock and see if anyone answers?
We're trying to use the passwords, presumably not.
Okay. Shall we approach the building?
Splendid idea. Let's go.
Maybe one of us should approach the building. Probably not the person shouting Iona Day all the time.
What? I'm certainly would make for a perfect.
And so, Hans?
Yes?
Do you want to approach them regarding the with a password?
Oh, yes.
We have more books for the archive.
I've new materials for the archives.
I've new materials for the archive.
Exactly. They can get very, very finicky when you don't get it precisely right.
Right.
Last thing we want to do is have an argument. My Armager knows I might just cry.
All right. Now we get to see how this pans out.
Pans out? This is Hans.
I approach and knock on the door.
I imagine the rest of us just kind of like hiding behind a rubble pile.
A few moments later, a voice responds. Who's there?
I have new material for the archive.
Very well, you may enter. You hear the door unlock, and a cultist wearing the armor and symbolage of Baphomet opens the door. Just you, or is the rest of your patrol with you?
Coming suit in disguise. I guess if people look back, yeah.
Very well.
We managed to avoid detection.
Hopefully we can
for
throw
now.
These disguises away soon enough.
Elton looks at the rest of the group and says, I think we're in.
Right. We didn't have a plan after, did we?
No. But we were in the worst, so...
Oh, dear.
We'll think of something, don't worry about it.
As we, I guess it's time for us to start backing up Hans.
Because we come out from behind the rubble as if we were just passing, and we're going, ah, yes.
It probably. Okay.
The cultist opens the door to allow all of you entrance, and another one is there guarding the rest of the hallway. As you enter what once was the grand foyer of the Tower of Estrad, some of the stairs leading to the upper levels are in complete disarray as rubbles to the left or the right of the building. Luckily, the four stone columns in the centre that hold the roof up in support of the rest of the walls are still standing. There's a seating area where those would wait for talking with the archivists. Very well then. You wait here. And he gestures to the other cultists, a woman who goes, you will find Fax on. He'll want to speak to them and talk about their patrols.
Has anyone ever, before you go, has anyone else made it back, or are we the first?
Some have made it back before, and they've been going out. They've only been staying as long as they needed to before going back into the city. So, I assume you're just here for rest like they were.
Yes.
I wish I was out there with you guys, getting to invoke our Lord's will upon the city instead of being the doorman here.
Don't feel the need to hold back, you know, just have a pop along, murder some children, you know, as you do.
Hearing their screams extinguished are some of the glorious sounds of Lord Baphomet would love to hear.
Yes, lovely. Right. At least it.
I love killing.
I just thought I'd say that myself. She does it with truth.
Yes, actually.
Very good, very good. You've been doing Lord Baphomet's work. The cultist returns. They went downstairs a few minutes later and walks up to the other one. Well, Baxon says you are to meet him downstairs to report in about your patrol. Follow us. They lock the door behind you and lead you to a staircase that curves downwards to the basement level of the tower. They wait at the top of the stairs while you go down.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, brother. Yes. What the hell are we doing when we get out of, like, an earshot?
We're going to go and report to Faxon. That's what we were told to do.
The semicircular room is empty except for a few bookshelves against the wall. A single desk and chair sit in one corner, and a huge set of wooden and metal double doors stand from the south wall. Getting up from the chair and turning to look to you is a blood-red tiefling man with an immaculately combed goatee, a mace in a sheath at his side. His shirt is open, revealing his chest, which has been tattooed with a large circle filled with a pentagram and the head of a goat. A small scorpion sits on his shoulder. and his bright yellow eyes focus on you as you enter. Ah, very good. Another patrol has returned. Well, report to me now what you've found. Come on, spit it out. I haven't got all day.
At the moment in time, everything is going well, sir. There is still disorder and confusion amongst the ranks of the enemy, and the city is still far from being reorganized.
What of the remaining defenses?
The remaining defenses? Well, our patrol was designated to investigate the outer gate district, so we saw no great resistance there. But we did make brief contact with our allies below ground, and they have successfully conquered, I suppose, their opposition down there.
Ah, very good. Seems Hossilla has been doing well.
Indeed. She is a formidable woman. I doubt anyone could defeat her with any amount of ease.
Can you make a bluff check for all of this for me, please, Scrutiny?
I back him up?
Sure, make bluff check as well, Hans.
I couldn't help it.
Oh, no! Oh no!
That sounds like a Joe roll.
Oh, I rolled a two on the die. +5, 7.
We have +2 for Hans.
Only 9!
Yay!
9! This guy could get really low.
Very well, then. You have reported well. You deserve your rest. Lord Bathmet be with you. Feel free to use the upper level to rest as long as you need to. And then his eyes will fix on Scrutiny, the one who's been doing the majority of talking. Please, feel free to join me for prayers with Lord Bathmet. It would be so good to finally have someone to preach to.
Certainly. That would be delightful.
Do you want any company doing that?
What role would it be for Eldon to see if he's sussed him out?
Sense motive, bro.
Sense motive, okay. I'm okay at sense motive.
Okay.
To be fair, it seems dodgy enough anyway if, you know, the head of a cult is going, "You, random man who's been talking to me, how about your friends go upstairs and you come this way?"
17 plus 5, that's 20.
I mean, it's a cult you know nothing about the inner workings of.
Yeah.
It's a 22 on sense motive.
Oh. Yeah, he's very suspicious of you. This is very clearly a trap.
I appreciate the input, Istra. Yeah. But I think I will be quite fine reciting the prayers that we have been all practicing and preaching every day.
Eldon will put one hand on Scrutiny's shoulder and just sort of in a low voice say, "We're wrong."
The Scrutiny will just respond with,
"Mm-hmm." So, like I said, feel free to rest, but you will stay with me and pray.
Yes, I will attend to prayer.
You know,
okay, then.
This tiefling here is actually a good friend of mine. I don't feel comfortable leaving him away from us.
It's quite all right.
Are you disobeying an order from your superior?
That is what I'm trying to tell him. He's standing out of line.
Indeed he is.
Oh, sorry. Istra takes a step back from where she'd step forward
to be to try in a line.
In a line with everyone else.
Could I make a knowledge religion check to help me with knowledge about Baphomet's particular religious practices?
Sure. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Doesn't really
affect the situation, so I'm just thinking of what to say.
I'm sorry to say this, but the suspicion is Eldon is like, "Oh yeah, no, he knows."
It's not that he suspects you, it's like, oh.
Oh, he's trying to find something to stall.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
15.
Okay.
Are there any religious practices of Baphomet,
You know a lot about like Baphomet's like ultimate goals and his effects in history in the context of the world, but that's not high enough, unfortunately, to know any individual prayers or tenets of faith.
Okay. Right.
You have your orders. You are to go upstairs. Now, I tire of waiting for you to comply.
I will switch to Abyssal and just say, I am terribly sorry. This is a failure on my part. I have failed to discipline my men.
I tire of this facade. They are intruders! Come and seize them!
Well, yes.
You know, I'm not very big on seizing. And then Elden draws Radiance.
Would everyone like to roll initiative for me, please?
Why, yes. Yes, I would.
Let's go!
Alright, here we go!
Let's roll a dice!
Boop. Hans, it looks like you are fated to go first.
Hans is going to move away from the staircase, where he's probably going to get stabbed by two angry cultists, to across the room closer to the leader of the cultists, the blood-red tiefling, so our red tiefling could stab him better.
Nicely done. You nailed it.
Yeah.
A red tiefling could stab him better.
Enabling tiefling-on-tiefling violence. the other thing I wanted to do really quickly is I pull out a wand.
Oh.
And I use one of... If I use multiple charges on the wand of spiritual weapon, does it upcast the spell? Oh, in that case, I will just use one charge of spiritual weapon to cast... the charge of the wand of spiritual weapon to cast it at level 3, because that's the casting level of it, to summon a spiritual weapon of Drangvit, which is a solid gold pickaxe that just spins in the air nastily. Nice.
I believe it attacks on the turn it's summoned, so...
I'm just reading through it. Does it attack on the turn?
Don't
the
think
weapon
it,
that you
got... Oh, does it?
No,
I thought it attacked
it only
after
three
that
turns.
Attacks. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Dealing 1d8 force damage, plus 1 per 3 casting level, so it's got plus 1 because it's at level 3. It uses basic effect, plus the wisdom modifier.
Very
okay,
good.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's BOB plus wiz.
Yeah. So he swishes the wand in the air and summons it just next to him and the tiefling to the south. So those who the viewers can't see our map, but the rest of the players can. It's just going to be south.
It's the spiritual weapon. It's not a physical summon. It's more of a thing. It's actually just attacks them. It doesn't occupy a space. You can't flank with it.
Excellent. In that case,
it is essentially a weapon of force. Wonderful. I know I use it a lot in other games.
So that's plus my melee modifier, plus...
It's your BAB, not your melee modifier. Your BAB anyways.
Yeah. Oh, BAB. It is a grand total of 22 to hit.
A 22 will hit this squishy tiefling.
Aha! Go, pickaxe! Seek vengeance for Drangvit! Because it's Hans, I have to describe it properly. It, like, spins in the air, flying towards him, and it looks like it's about to come down on top of his shoulder, but at the last second, it back pivots to slam him right in the center of the stomach.
Ooh.
Ooh, nasty.
For
it,
6 damage.
Are you using the spiritual weapon damage or pick damage? Because it'll do virtual weapon damage.
Yes. Spiritual weapon damage is 1d8 force, and I rolled a 5 plus 1 because of the spell.
Nice!
As he takes the pick blow to face. Damn. Very well, you'll pay for your insolence first.
Uh-oh.
Next up, you hear the sound of metal greaves clanging down the stairs as the two cultists emerge at the bottom of the stairs.
Oof. So glad I moved
right
away
next to Elden, actually, in fact, and that was their only a move action, so they can attack. Brandishing their vicious-looking glaives, they're going to swing at you, Elven.
Yes, I right about expecting that.
The first is a 13 to hit.
That's a no.
The second is a 16 to hit. No, sorry, an 18
also
to hit.
Also a no. Oh, 18, yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, so you take 11 points of slashing damage as the glaive is brought down upon you.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, that's bad.
Wow.
I am.
Next up is their boss, Faxon. He is not too pleased about the spiritual pickaxe stabbing him in the chest, and the uppity dwarf speaking blasphemies to him.
Okay, I think I'd rather polite.
He's going to take a 5-foot step away, and he's going to cast a spell on Hans. I'm going to need you to make a fortitude save, please, Hans. Baphomet!
You just hear shuffling in the group loop.
Baphomet, punish him for his impudence.
Sorry, can I check a ruling here of how spell resistance works? Because I got +8 to spell resistance. Does that add to my fortitude?
I have no idea how you do.
It's spell resistance. Do you have to check it? Resistance. 5 plus their character level.
Okay.
From what?
From my racial feature of magic resistance.
Okay. He has to make a cast level check against your spell resistance, so he has to roll
over
a d20 plus his cast level to roll over an 8. Well, I got a 5 plus a 5 to make a 10.
That's fair.
So the spell does not fizzle, and you'll need to make a fortitude saving throw, please, Hans.
Fortitude? 15?
Frantically looks up DC.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm afraid the DC was 16.
Damn it.
Oh.
As the light of the torches lighting this room flicker and fade, as your vision clouds over and you are permanently blind.
Oh.
Hmm.
Forever?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, this sucks.
Messed up. On the plus side,
there is
also, any
blindness.
Spell you cast that has a semantic component, you have a 20% chance of failing there.
Oh, okay. Oh.
With that, it is the end of his turn as he smiles. Baphomet's curses be upon you, dwarf.
Right.
Oh, it's a curse blindness. Oh no.
Okay. On the plus side, spiritual weapon doesn't rely on your sight, so that'll still work.
Istra, go handle the spook. I've got these numbskulls.
As I perform as a swift action, lay on hands. Well, 5 hit points isn't nothing. And with radiance in hand, go to smite the first one. I'm not going to use my smite, I'm just smiting in the general sense.
I'm hearing that you're using your smite evil, right?
No, I'm not. How dare you? They're evil, and they will be smitten. Smote? But, not through powers. That is a 16 plus 7. That is a 23 to hit. Whichever one is nearest.
23 will.
Fantastic. They are taking...
One directly in front of you.
They are taking... 6 plus 3, 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage as you slash radiance into them. And they are heavily wounded from that.
Fantastic. That's what I was hoping for.
Okay. Scrutiny, you're up.
Right. Okay. So, I'm going to mention something very silly.
Okay.
We all got a unique trait as a part of a campaign thing, and mine is called Chance Encounter, which allows me to, once per day, if I fail an acrobatics, disguise, sleight of hand, stealth, or bluff check, I immediately re-roll that check as a free action. I must take the second result. We'll roll that at the end of the episode, I think, just to see. That's okay.
You could have saved it. I'll be honest, it was going to be a fight.
But still.
Yeah. Oh well, the dice giver, the dice taketh away.
Oh dear. Oh, right. Okay, so I get a little strip of leather out from my components pouch, say the arcane words, and the leather. A piece of leather folds out into a suit of armor that envelops me. That is going to be my turn. I think I'm going to position myself in front of the heavy set doors in the center of the semicircular room.
Okay. Istra, looks like you're up.
I mean, well, she got told what to do. She's going to do it. She's going to run past scrutiny, straight up to the guy, and just... I don't even think she's going to say anything. She's kind of concerned and just knock this guy out. Hopefully. Probably not, though. With her heavy mace.
Okay.
You know how I said probably not?
Damn it.
Oh!
It's a natural one.
Could you roll the confirm, please?
That is a... 20 to confirm, okay, non-naturally.
You don't miss. You just, you know, I mean, you do miss. You just don't fumble. Ooh, does it get intense?
It's getting real tense.
Okay. I can't see.
On the plus side, your spiritual weapon can still attack.
Give Hans his eyes back.
Yes. Give me my eyes. I think that's Istra, but there. Okay. Spiritual weapon, go forth and stab. But there, yes. Swing.
You can use a move action to redirect the weapon. Okay, nice.
Swing with the spiritual weapon. That's a nat 20.
Oh.
Oh. Confirm, you son of a divine entity. 17 to hit.
That will confirm the crit.
Yes. Oh. You may blind me, but I'll come back more powerful than before. So, what is the crit, Stephen?
Unnatural selection.
Oh God, what the hell?
Double damage or triple damage to aberrations and outsiders. Tieflings are outsiders.
Oh. No. So, do I just roll the one dice and triple it, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a 7, so that's plus 1 is 8, so 24? Oh, if the 7 gets...
The bonus gets...
No, all of it.
Oh,
all of it does.
All of it.
So 24 damage.
24 force damage to
God.
This
tiefling. He just sort of staggers. He's barely holding on to life. This pit bursts through his abdomen. He just grabs his gut, screams in pain. Baphomet, protect me!
Okay.
The back shuffles again.
I couldn't see what happened. Did that work?
Really well.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's messy.
Ha ha! Take that, Hans says, pointing at him. Yeah, he's like pointing at Walker. Yeah, I showed you. He's yelling at a bookcase. I think that's Hans. Just like he can't really do anything else. Is attacking
unless you got any artifacts that that can
is.
Remove blindness.
Does
attacking with the spiritual weapon count as an action or is that a bonus action? Okay.
It's free action.
It's a bonus
in that case,
action.
I do actually have.
Because used your move action to move it, you've got a standard action left.
In that case, I bring out my relic of. I bring out the sacred text of the Firekeeper, thankfully written in Braille. flick through the pages until I find the piece of scripture I need, channel the power, and some...
I like to think that Hans has read this so much he can just memorize where the pages are.
Exactly.
By muscle memory.
And he uses his focus power in it to... I believe I did take this one. Just double check so I'm not, screwing it all up. Yes. I summon a servitor. As a spectral dwarven, grey-skinned, sort of golden-eyed dwarf appears. And I go, you, minion, point me in the direction of my foe, the tiefling. And then it's going to point me in the direction of scrutiny.
Next up are the cultists. One of them is going to move around to flank you. Actually,
Do they want to take that attack of opportunity?
No, one of them is going to attack you, Elden, with the glaive.
Okay.
That's, a 21.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Plus 7 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
And the other one's going to step up to the now blind Hans and attack him with her glaive. You take -2 to armor class, and you lose your dexterity bonus to AC. Haha! Brave of them to assume you had a dexterity bonus to AC.
Yeah. Big brain move. You can't lose your dex AC, dex bonus if you don't have dex.
You're just going to be -2 to AC for this then. Doesn't help if I roll a natural 1. That is a 21 on the confirm, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, much like Australia, that is a miss. Not a critical miss.
Ah, something brushed me. What was that?
Nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Okay, Faxon is there, just clutching his wound.
Baphomet, please, deliver me to salvation.
He's going to cast a spell defensively. Yep, with an 18 he does. Not an 18, I can't do maths. With a 23 he does. And his hand is going to pulsate with black energy, and he's going to reach out and touch Istra with it.
Ooh, hope your touch AC is decent.
Haha, whose touch AC is ever decent?
Does a 14 hit your touch AC?
It does!
As the black energy penetrates you, and you feel the life essence being drawn out of you, flowing into Faxon. You take 10 points of damage, and his wounds start to heal as the vampiric touch spell takes effect.
Hey, that was mine!
Give it back! Elden, you're up.
Alright. Okay, well, I don't want to die, so I am going to lay on hands again. Okay, 4. I can work with an extra 4 hit points. Right, let's try and finish this one cultist before anything else. Let's get some numbers. That's a 12 on the dice. That's not so good. That's a 19 to hit.
A 19 will hit.
Oh, thank goodness. That's only a 4 on my d8 for 7 points of damage on the cultist.
7 points of damage is still enough to put an end to this cultist. As he falls to the ground, going,
I just wanted to go into the field like you.
We're not cultists! We're not! We aren't! Maybe stop being evil and you can leave.
Scrutiny?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. We are definitely cultists.
3 on bluff.
I'm hoping to like quadruple bluff on that this point.
Oh no, he's playing 5-dimensional tic-tac-toe.
Alright, Scrutiny sees that Hans is blind and also within reach of an enemy. These are things that do not go well together. So Scrutiny decides to scooch on to said enemy and stab them.
Does Hans threaten?
I don't believe he does because he can't see.
Having considered his options, Scrutiny decides that just lightly waving his dagger in the air is a better use of his time as he rolls a 7.
Tickle, 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 tickle! The cultist barely recognizes your feeble attack. Her attention's still focused on Hans. Istra, it looks like it's just you and Faxon dueling alone. Well, I mean, there's a big glowy pick as well.
Well, now I'm mad.
He gave you the big suck.
She's going to claim those hit points back one at a time.
Yeah, you can't suck me without permission.
Phrasing.
Oh god. Alright, okay. Well, that's a 9.
He does have a squishy AC, but 9 is not he's not that squishy. As he's so busy sort of like focusing on not dying, he's dodging your attacks with the greatest precision.
Stand still!
Hans, you're up.
Alright. Well, I've just heard Eldon murder a cultist, so I'll give him like a pat on the side and go, well done, Eldon, you just killed that cultist. Now work on the other one. He's patting the cultist that's trying to murder him. now, Servus, take me to the tiefling so I may try and attack him as he pulls out his own pick. And he moves like 5 foot forward. Aha, tiefling! Prepare thyself. Wait.
I'm prepared.
I hope at this point he's realized it's the wrong deal.
Wait, hang on. Was that Scrutiny?
Scrutiny hasn't figured out that he's trying to hurt him. He's just like, take me to the tiefling. Oh, he's probably got a plan.
Yeah. I will try and attack the tiefling. How does this work with Ick while I'm...
Well, you have a 50% mischance first.
Okay, so how do I roll that?
Just roll a d100, and if you roll a 51 or higher, you have a chance of hitting.
52.
Okay. You are swinging in Scrutiny's general direction.
Is Scrutiny's AC higher than 22?
No.
As your pick finds purchase.
Take that, tiefling. Take a...
Ow.
3 points of damage.
Ah, right. Okay. That was from the crossbow bolt.
Wait, what?
That is fair.
Wait, oh! Scrutiny is annual.
As you say, that's will be paid.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Servant, point me in the direction of the other red tiefling. Then it turns him around.
don't forget your spiritual weapon's final attack.
Yes, thank you. I would then use the bonus action, the final action, to make the spiritual weapon attack the correct tiefling. That's plus that. 17 hit.
All I'm saying is spiritual weapon MVP.
Hmm.
Spiritual weapon's very good.
Yeah.
That hits?
Not brilliant damage this time, only 5.
5, okay. I mean, it's enough to... you're taking away half the points he got off Istra.
Aha! Take that, tiefling. You won't stand a chance when I find you, he says, yelling at the back of the chair he stood next to.
Oh, we have the new Hour of Ashnion.
Oh, no.
Okay, remaining cultist of Baphomet, in all honesty, is rather confused that you swung a pick into your ally.
Oh, thank God.
Now, seeing you attack Scrutiny, she's going to help you destroy Scrutiny.
Yay!
Good work, Geldon. You kill that cultist.
That's a 16 to hit.
That's, mage armor, I think, protects me. Yes! AC 17!
As it misses the direct hit that Hans got on you. And she snarls in frustration.
Don't worry, Aldon. You'll get that cultist next time.
I'm over here!
What are you doing over there?
Fighting.
Faxon is going to grimace from the wound he received from the floating weapon of Drangvit and smile seeing it disappear.
Very well, then. It's just you and me, except you won't have the strength to stand before me.
He's going
to
cast another spell defensively. Ooh, that's a good roll. He gets a 26 on this concentration, which is enough. And he's going to reach out, touch Istra again.
Come on, man.
Oh, that's only a 7 this time.
On the touch 18.
He misses, but the charge of unholy energy remains in his hand still.
Just sort of knock his hand, be like, and not touch. Cool.
Well done, you're up.
Okay. I think Istra needs your help, Scrutiny. Go help her.
As a swift action, will use, I believe this is my last one today, my final lay on hands, yeah it is, to get some health back. Oh, it's only 2. It's only 2. Okay, I can make it work. that's my last lay on hands
not
for the
like
day.
You have much choice.
Take a 5-foot step and smack the cultist. Bum 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 bum.
He's a phantom.
Oh, that's a number.
Oh.
That's a very nice number, actually. That's a 19, is what that is.
Ooh. I mean, it threatens to critical.
Let's threaten to crit. Come on. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, I should have walked over to the other guy and used it on him, but, you know, whatever. That's 19 is plus 7, so that would have been a 26 to hit. So I imagine that did hit.
Yeah.
15 plus 7, that is a 22 to confirm.
You critically hit.
Yeah!
Nice!
May Omidae be with you.
May Omidae protects.
Flay. Normal damage plus 1d6 strength damage.
Hey! Eat it! So the normal damage, that's a 4 on the dice for 7 points of regular damage, and a d6 of strength damage. That's 5. That's 5 points of strength damage.
Oh, she's really not looking good.
Oh.
Luckily, she's wearing light armor.
Oh, God.
That's the only good thing I can think.
as he goes for, like, a downwards chop, but she dodges, unfortunately missing the fatal blow and instead getting a very long slice down her arm. I mean, the crit's called flay.
Scrutiny.
Right. Okay. Well, this one's still jumping about. Would love
go
to...
help Istra.
Okay.
Go help Istra.
I'll help Istra. Right. So, trying to think how to do this without provoking an attack of opportunity upon myself.
You might provoke. But... it may be worth just provoking and moving.
Okay. So, I will risk a hit to move into a position where I can fight the boss.
That's going to provoke from both the cultist and Axon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, get busy rolling to get you busy dying.
You could always use acrobatics to try and avoid them.
I could. Right, I will give that a go.
You're going to move at half speed if you do so.
Right, and...
yeah, you can do that. That's fine.
Okay, you make me an acrobatics check, please.
Hey! Nice. That's an 18 plus 6, 24.
You succeed.
Huzzah! Right. And now prepare for me to fail to hit him.
Oh. Come on, you got this.
Aha! It's a 9.
Is that plus everything?
Oh. Yeah.
Have you got your dex back? Because we've taken long enough to...
Have I got my dex back?
Yes.
We've been enough time, so...
Okay.
Your dexterity checks should be one higher.
Right. Oh, and I forgot flanking, so that's... actually, if I recount that... 12. No.
12. It's not going to cut it, I'm afraid.
It's fine. You've given Istra a better chance to hit. That's all you needed to do.
Okay.
Well, Istra, time to put that theory into test.
He's open. It's not going to go well. That's a 13.
Is that including the flanking bonus?
That's not.
15.
It's a 15.
This is AC.
Yeah.
We might just survive this.
Yes. So that will be 8 damage.
As you ring your mace down upon the tiefling cultist, he crumbles to the floor going... I have failed you, Lord Baphomet. And full silence.
Hell yeah, and she goes to get a high five from Scrutiny.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's her hand.
Han, there's only one tiefling left to attack.
Right.
Now, okay. It's just pointing Hans towards Cole.
Oh yeah, that is very true.
Aha! Alright, move me closer. Wait. Around the chair. Yeah, excellent. Take this, vile fiend! Pickaxe the corpse.
I won't pick you roll, you just slam it into the unmoving corpse.
Ha ha! Wait, you're stuck now. Get off.
The last remaining cultist. I'm going to turn to Eldon. I may die here. Baphomet will claim you all, once and for all, soon enough. And she's going to swing her glaive, although, you know.
I'd really consider surrender, damage. Genuinely.
Oh, that's a natural 19. With all the strength damage, that is a 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Take 6 points of slashing damage.
You know, in your state, I'd really consider surrender.
I'll never surrender to the likes of you.
Yeah, I figured. My turn's next. Oh, no!
That's either really good or really bad.
It rolled way off the side, and I got a 20. The dice want this cultist dead. I on the day calling forth her power to obliterate this one insignificant cultist. After a natural 20, what we got to confirm? Why, yes, that is 15 on the dice again for a 23.
Oh, dear Lord.
22, sorry.
Severed spine. Ah! Double damage and 3d6 dex damage. Four halves as you swing radiance and you cut this woman in half.
I was gonna say,
a torso,
yeah.
Darth Maul style.
Oh, Jesus.
A torso and her legs collapsed to the floor. And on that extremely violent note, we'll see you next episode.
I didn't. Oh, that's.
Wait. Before we do that, right, shall I roll this failed bluff check?
You could have saved it.
Let's see.
You know what? Sure.
Da 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 da.
Oh, it's a 14. Never mind.
There we go.
Goodbye, everybody!
I didn't want to be this grim. Greetings, citizens! Elden of House Aegis here. What an unfortunately gruesome end to such a rollercoaster of events. Scrutiny and his parents are reunited. We've toppled yet another cult cell leader. Hans has found himself sightless, oh my, and our forces swell in number. Lady of Valor knows we may launch a counterattack yet. Huh? What's that? What is a podcast? This one. On behalf of the Dragons Not Included podcast, we'd just like to thank some of the wonderful folks who helped make this show what it is. First of all, we'd like to thank Social Introvert on SoundCloud for our wonderful theme tune. And second, Sirenscape for all the awesome music and atmospheric sound. It has the best music out there for running all of your games. Follow us here to keep up with the episodes, and give us a rating if you enjoyed. Then may Iomide guide you to our social media links in the show notes below for updates on when episodes come out. And we'll see you all next time.